You are listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. We're so happy that everyone has joined us for another episode on the Meet Us in Buellton podcast. I'm your co-host, Mackenzie.
And I'm your other co-host, Kathy.
Awesome. Today, we are so pleased to welcome our guest, Kyla Bello, who is head of the Buellton Rec Center. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, Kyle. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. Do you want to just give us a little introduction about what brought you to Buellton?
Sure. Well, I was born in Goleta, which is about 30 minutes away, but I grew up here since the age of four in the Santa Ynez Valley. I went to high school here, graduated, went off to UC San Diego for college, and then came back, and a former colleague of mine mentioned that Buellton was trying a new position for recreation and that I should apply for it. And that has now been 19 years ago. So it's been a real whirlwind of an adventure. I've been able to kind of build the program from the ground up, so to speak. And it's just such a joy to be working with all the great people and businesses here in Buellton.
Great. Well, we're so happy to learn about the Rec Center. It's kind of, I think, a great follow-up episode from last week. We talked about a lot of just outdoor activities and the variety of activities that Buellton has. So I think talking about the Rec Center this week is going to be great. Can you just kind of give us an introduction about the Buellton Rec Center and kind of what visitors can expect when they go there and are looking for activities?
Certainly. The Rec Center is actually located on the Honnata School campus. It's really a joint program of the Buellton Union School District and the City of Buellton. So I work for the city, obviously, in the rec department, and we put on all kinds of programs for our little kids all the way up to seniors. And some are indoors in the rec center facilities themselves. Others include trips to faraway locations and places nearer by, as well as special events, after-school enrichment classes, and everything in between. For visitors here, we have a weight room that is only $3 a visit, so you can just come in on a drop-in basis. We also have various open gym times for basketball, futsal, and of course, the ever-popular pickleball.
That is a popular one these days. Awesome. Very cool. Well, I love that. You'd kind of mentioned there's programs, activities kind of for young and old. Do you want to go in a little bit more detail about kind of the kids camps and things that are offered?
Of course. Well, especially right now with summertime, it's our busiest season. We have a variety of kids camps. Our largest is the summer day camp. We do a field trip every day. So we have gymnastics, pool time. Today, the camp is on a field trip to Lake Kachuma for a nature cruise, and we do all kinds of active games and sports, so get those kids tired out so they'll sleep well when they go home to their parents at night. We also have surf camps, mountain bike camps, tennis camps, and a new one this year is a skate and scooter safari, where we take kids to all the different skate parks in the region. So they can go all the way from San Luis Obispo to Ventura to get to some unique skate parks that they probably have never gone to before.
Wow, that's really exciting. I wish I went to those kind of camps when I was a kid. Well, all of those kids' camps sound really fun. What's kind of available to maybe the seniors of the community?
Well, in addition to the weight room and fitness classes that we offer at the Rec Center, we have a special senior exercise where that focuses on stretching and flexibility and general movement. And we also do day trips and even some overnight trips to fun destinations. Some of our trips this past year have been to Lotus Land, the Huntington Library and Gardens, the Getty Museum, and we have one coming up in the fall to the turtle and tortoise rescue of Arroyo Grande. So they have some Galapagos tortoises and other rare species. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Many of these places I've never been either. So it's an adventure for me as well.
That's awesome. Do you get to go on some of these trips then?
On most of them, actually.
Wow.
We only have 3 employees full-time at the rec center, and all 3 of us have Class B licenses, so we are driving our rec buses to all of these fun destinations.
I would love that job, just traveling around, visiting new places. That sounds really fun.
as I tell people, in the recreation business, you get paid to play.
I love that. Very cool. Kathy, have you ever been on one of these trips before?
I actually have. So when my kids were a little bit younger, we went on one to June Mountain. It was a wintertime trip. So we went snow skiing and we stayed in these little lodges and cabins and had some great activities for the kids to do in the evening and games. And it's been a lot of fun. I also went down, they do one that goes to the Rose Bowl. It's a flea market. And that's a really fun trip for us too, that we go and take our shopping carts and stuff down, our little pull carts, and we load up on all kinds of cool finds and bring them home. So yeah, they do some really amazing trips for all ages, and we've benefited from both by living here, and they're super reasonably priced. So anybody can really take advantage of the opportunities that they offer.
And Kyle, are these trips kind of ones that more of the community takes advantage of, or do you see other visitors and people coming because of these trips?
It's really a mix. We have, of course, a lot of Buellton residents who come on the trips. The larger Santa Ynez Valley is a pretty close-knit community. We're only a couple miles away from Solvang and Los Olivos, and so we have residents from those communities as well coming on trips. And a lot of them actually even draw people from as far as Santa Barbara, Carpinteria, Santa Maria. So it's we have some of the best trips, and as Kathy said, some of the best prices as well. So we are happy to welcome everyone. There's no out of area fee or anything like that.
Wow. Well, that's good to know. Awesome. So I think that would be top of my list then, to go on one of those trips. I know we kind of talked about some of the classes that are offered at the rec center. Are there ones that are just kind of seasonal, ones that are year round?
Well, most of the classes are year-round. We have several different styles of yoga. We have spin classes, aerobic tone classes, and even Zumba, which is a popular Latin dance beat and exercise.
Cool. And are these classes that visitors can easily come and just try out?
Of course. So you don't have to be a pass holder or anything. You can buy each time as you come. It's only $5 for an individual class. You can also get a punch card for several classes if you're going to be staying here for a week or so. And it's really, again, the best deal in the valley. And I think we have some of the best instructors as well.
Those all sound really fun. Have you attended any of the classes, Kathy?
It's been a while, but I believe I did at one time do some yoga classes. And I know my kids have enjoyed the facility and after school programs that they offer too. So we've definitely taken advantage of some of their offerings.
That's great.
I just wanted to add on, it's not just fitness classes. We also offer art classes, financial literacy, and even some craft type courses. There's something called Learn How to Doodle, which is actually a more than just your doodling on a pad by the phone. So it's interesting to see how doodling can really relieve stress. And actually, you can utilize basic patterns to create wonderful works of art.
Wow, that's really unique. Very cool. What kind of classes have your kids enjoyed doing over the years? I think they're kind of all more grown up though, Kathy, but when they were younger, what did they enjoy?
Mine love anything sports related. So mine were very active in anything sports. So if it had a baseball, football, basketball, foosball, soccer, any of those programs were awesome. And two, they just enjoyed the camaraderie and just being with their friends and spending more time with them kind of outside of a classroom setting and just more in a fun play setting. So they really enjoyed, you know, just being with friends and spending time after school instead of going home or being bored or looking to get into trouble or something. It's a great way for kids to stay safe in our community and healthy. And they provide great activities and supervision for our kids. So
That's great. And I love how it's such a community thing, but also just welcoming visitors that are in the Buellton area, because we know there's lots of visitors that are looking for fun things to do. Speaking of fun things, we know that oftentimes you guys host events as well, Kyle. Do you want to speak to some of the events that are maybe happening during the summertime?
Certainly. We've just finished a Movies in the Park presentation last Friday, where people can bring a blanket or a beach chair and have popcorn and hot cocoa while watching a feature film, Under the Stars. The weather certainly cooperated with us, too. It was almost 100 during the day, but a comfortable 70 at night.
So
that was a fun event. We also have our largest event of the year coming up on Saturday, July 31st, the 19th annual Buellton Barbecue Bonanza.
Fun! What kind of goes on during that event?
Well, this is really my favorite event of the year. It's, again, a real community, family fun type event. The city provides the main course, tri-tip sandwiches with all the fixings and drinks. The community is invited to bring desserts to share with their friends and neighbors. We provide water slides and activities for kids, live music, and then we open it up to any organizations or businesses who would like to host a table, give out information, or host an activity. And so it's a really great cross-section of the community, and it's a nice way for families to enjoy summer and really celebrate the wonderful city that we have here.
That's great. What's your favorite part about this event, Kathy?
So we, as a Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, will set up a booth, and we actually do raffle prizes each year at this event. And the proceeds from the raffle, we then donate to the Rec Center so that they can scholarship some children to take advantage of their camps. So that's really rewarding. It's just the setting where we do it at one of our beautiful parks here in Buellton, the Riverview Park. And I think we've talked about that in other podcasts as well, but it's a great setting. And it's just a fun afternoon to see all of our locals and really kind of get them to see what we all have here, because a lot of our booths and nonprofits and people come out and really share what they're doing for our community. So the music is always good. The food is great. We have some great people that know how to barbecue tri-tip here. So that's always a plus. And again, just the setting and just the vibe of the day and just the, you know, the community support that we have. But for me, I do enjoy raising money for other kids to be able to get scholarship to take advantage of some of these great programs.
And the event really reminds me of the story of Stone Soup. The community members each bring a little something special to the mix, and the result is a wonderful feast, both for the senses and psychologically and spiritually as well.
That's a great analogy. I love that. And that's such a cute story too. Kind of talking about events, are there any other big events that happen outside of the summertime, or is it mainly summer when you have the most things going on?
Well, summer is definitely our busiest time of year, but we do put on several other events. We have a huge Easter extravaganza, an egg hunt and festival in the spring. We do a haunted house that is put on jointly with our neighboring city of Solvang. And then we have a holiday bazaar, which offers handmade arts and crafts from local artisans for people to get their Christmas shopping. And then one of my other favorite events is the Buellton Winterfest, which the Rec Center does in cooperation with the Buellton Chamber and Visitors Bureau. Kathy brings 20 tons of snow for kids to play in? And we have a peddler's market, music, carolers, and a tree lighting. So that's a fun one to do the first Sunday in December.
Very cool. Sounds like a constant party at the Rec Center.
We like to have fun in Buellton.
That's good. Kind of another question that I think might come up as well from listeners is, you know, with all these events going on, are there any opportunities to maybe host private events at the actual Rec Center?
Of course. We have private meeting room space. We even have the game center, which is called The Zone. It has table games, air hockey, foosball, pool table, ping pong. So people can rent that out for parties. even the gymnasium itself, which holds up to 899 people, can be rented out. And we have tables and chairs for banquets and other events. So all of that is available on our website at BueltonRec.com, so people can get a rental application and find out what size the rooms are. There's even a neat feature where you can have a fly through of the entire Buellton Rec Center facility to see the sizes of the rooms and get the general layout. So makes it easier for people to visualize what it would look like for their particular event.
That's awesome. Well, there's lots of options then. Is there someone that can help them plan this event if they need, or is it just more of do it on your own once you rent the facility?
It's more of a do it on your own to customize it how you would like it. But we do have, of course, all of our staff is ready to lend a hand and give suggestions on different setups and different ways that might work best for whatever space people are looking for.
Perfect. So when visitors are in Buellton, sometimes, you know, they still want to get a nice workout in. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the weight room and what's offered there?
Sure. Our weight room has a variety of equipment, both free weights and Atlantis machines, as well as some cardio equipment, treadmills, elliptical machines, even a stair stepper. So we've got a whole lot of things to do, recumbent bicycles and spin bicycles as well. And it's rarely ever crowded. So it's a nice way to stop in for an hour or so, get your workout, and then go back to enjoying your vacation. And it's only $3. So how can you lose?
Yes, I love that. That's perfect. Well, I kind of just want to ask Kathy as well, is there anything else that you've participated in at the rec center that's really a highlight for you and your family?
Oh, gosh. I think mainly the kids. We used it a lot when they were little, of course, for all the, and my kids went to school there at Haneda as well. So it was easily accessible for that after school program. And then they participated in summer camps as well. And they'd go to the beach or the pool and, you know, go miniature golfing. They did all kinds of day trips with their summer camp. So a lot of them have been that. Of course, we participated in all these activities and events that they do with the Barbecue Bonanza and the Winterfest. As Kyle said, we are kind of a joint force on that event. So we do that together. And then, of course, the Holiday Bazaar. They always have some great crafters and vendors there that you can find some great little gifts for. So we do what we can. I know I've been to different meetings that have been set up there as well. So as far as the meeting space and availability there, I've definitely participated in meetings in those rooms. So I know they work really well for that purpose as well.
Great. And then Kyle, what's kind of been your favorite thing over the past 19 years of working at the rec center?
I'd have to say it's the wonderful people I get to work with. We have a great rec team. And we have such a supportive community. People are very engaged and want to participate. And so that makes our job easier in trying to match the needs or desires for activities with the instructors and the programs that we offer.
Great. Well, it seems like you've built such a wonderful community. And I've really loved learning more about kind of the activities and things that are offered. One last question that we like to ask all of our guests is, what's your favorite thing about Buellton?
It's the people. We are so blessed to have a wonderful little city with some awesome citizens. They really pull together, get involved and get engaged to make our city a better place to live and work. And so without the people, Buellton wouldn't be the great place that it is.
That's wonderful. And Kathy, I think you can agree that that has been the theme when we asked our guests this, is the people, right?
I think so. And it's so true. Just, and you know, and that really came out during the pandemic as well, but just all the support we get for when we do events or host anything, our community cares and they really want to be a part of it all. And they enjoy everything that we put on and do for them. So it's definitely the people who are the backbone of our community and everything. It makes our jobs fun because we know, you know, the people are going to appreciate it in the end, and we're doing it for a good community. So,
Well said. Well, thanks again, Kyle, for joining us. I've loved our discussion today and hearing about all the programs and activities that the Buellton Rec Center offers. For all of our listeners, make sure that you go to the Rec Center. There's lots of activities and things for you to do. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Don't forget to leave us a rating and review, and we'll talk to you next time. This has been another episode of the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Mackenzie Felstead and produced by Relic.